isn't a badge of honor. Today's episode is one that's been sitting on my heart for a while, and I want to talk about something that I think a lot of us are silently going through, especially students, creatives, and honestly anyone just trying to keep it together in 2025. Hey there, amazing person. I hope you're having an amazing day. If not, it's okay too. Welcome to the 11th episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. I'm Aditi Diga, your host, and I'm so excited to have you here. It means a lot. And I want to say this up front that you are not lazy, weak, or behind if you're tired. You are human. So let's start with what burnout actually is, because I think for a lot of us, burnout doesn't always look like passing out at your desk or crying at 3 a.m., though yeah, sometimes it does. Burnout is that foggy feeling when your brain feels like it's buffering, the moment when even the things you used to love, like dance, writing, volunteering, even being around people, feels heavy, when everything you do feels like has to be for something. College application, a resume, a post, a project, a performance. It's emotional exhaustion, detachment, a sense of, what's the point? And the worst part, we've learned to normalize it, to glorify it. So raise your hand, mentally or literally, if you've ever said or thought one of these things. I've only slept 3 hours last night. I've been so busy lately, and I'm so stressed I haven't eaten all day. And think about what happens when we do say those things. People praise us, like, wow, you're such a hard worker, or that's dedication, or you're such a girl boss for that. Okay, pause. Why is exhaustion our flex? Why have we made struggle a synonym for strength? I don't know, but this is a culture that the digital age has definitely sold us as a lie. But what about student burnout specifically? If you're in high school or college, I bet this will sound way too familiar. You're taking 4 or 5 APs or IB classes, you're in 5 clubs, you're prepping for SATs, ACTs, you're managing college apps, you're doing a sport or a part-time job, caregiving at home, and you're supposed to sleep, eat, be mentally stable, and have a social life. We are living in a time where being well-rounded somehow turned into being maxed out, and what's wild is that we're told it's all about balance. But how are we supposed to balance at the scale and never stops moving? Now, this is a burnout cycle that not a lot of people talk about, and I feel like it's something called the burnout guilt spiral. And if you've ever been here, you know it's a trap. Here's how it goes. You work nonstop and start burning out. You try to rest, but when you do, you feel guilty, and that guilt makes you overcompensate and work even more. You burn out again, rinse and repeat. And somewhere in that cycle, you lose track of yourself, your joy, your why. You become your productivity. You start to believe, if I'm not doing something, I'm nothing, which is a lie, if you haven't learned already, because you deserve rest without earning it. So let me say something radical. Rest is not a reward. Rest is a right. Now, no, that may sound weird to you, right? Like, we were taught that we earn breaks, we earn time off, that you have to finish the to-do list before you can breathe. But that mindset makes us feel like we always have to be chasing the next thing, keeps us stuck in survival mode. No one told you this lately. Here it is. You don't need to prove your worth through pain. You don't have to suffer to be respected. Your value is not based on your output. So now, I did talk a little bit about burnout in the age of the digital devices and social media that we constantly use. So let's specifically throw in social media. You scroll and see everyone doing it all. The content creators who post daily, the student who's running a nonprofit, the person who got into 7 Ivy Leagues and you think that I'm not doing enough. But what we forget is we're seeing curated highlights. We don't see the breakdowns, the overthinking, the nights spent crying, and we don't see the rest they probably aren't getting either. Of course, a few creators are finally starting to show that, which is amazing, but it's like we're all stuck in this unspoken competition of who can burn the brightest, even if it means burning out. So now that we've named the problem, now what? I'm not going to give you a list of fluffy self-care tips like light a candle or drink more water. Even though those things are great, let's get real. 1, check in with yourself. Literally ask, am I okay? Write it down, say it out loud, voice memo it, whatever works. Now I'm going to have to do that after this. So, 2, stop glorifying the grind. Catch yourself when you start to brag about how busy you are. Ask yourself, am I actually proud of this or am I coping through the chaos? 3, redefine success. Maybe success isn't always a grade, the title, or the win. Maybe success is I went to sleep on time, or I said no when I was overwhelmed, or I asked for help. 4, set boundaries, and I mean real ones. It's okay to say, I can't take out more right now. I need a weekend to recharge, and no, thank you. Protect your peace like it's your phone battery at 2%, because you are not infinite energy. And lastly, 5, surround yourself with people who get it. You need friends who won't judge you for resting. You need mentors who remind you that mental health matters more than medals. So, let me leave you with this thought. We live in a world that constantly asks, what have you done lately? But you are allowed to exist without producing. You are allowed to rest without explanation. And you are allowed to just be. You are not a machine. You're a human being, a creative, sensitive, emotional, beautiful, burnout-prone human being. And that's okay. Your worth is not measured in output. So if today's episode spoke to you, even a little, please take a moment to breathe. Put your hand over your heart. Remind yourself, I am allowed to rest. Say it again. I am allowed to rest. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Keep Calm and Mental Health On. We can be found on Instagram at Keep Calm Mental Health On and Spotify, YouTube, and iHeartRadio. So if this resonated with you, share with a friend who might need to hear it. Next episode, we'll talk about the summer slump and how it's okay to not be productive. Until next time, stay kind to your mind and take care. Signing off with love and leaving you lots of positivity. This is Aditi reminding you to keep calm and mental health on.